From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a demand from the ruling party that he step down by noon Monday. Now, Parliament is expected to open impeachment proceedings against him on Tuesday. That process, however, could be long, complex, and ultimately unsuccessful. The VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg with reporting from Sebastian Mofu in Harare.
When Zimbabwe's military sent tanks into the capital and took Robert Mugabe into custody, it was clear they wanted a quick resolution to the growing discontent with the longtime president. But nearly a week later, with Mugabe refusing to resign and Parliament threatening to impeach him, they could be on a long and complicated path with a formidable opponent, Mugabe himself. Lovemore Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial, and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you've accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president.
Mugabe has never been one to shy away from a fight, and as the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever had, this is one he has spent decades training for. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
After years of being shielded from deportation from the United States, while their country continues to recover from a devastating 2010 earthquake, tens of thousands of Haitians will now lose that security status. A senior Trump administration official told reporters it was assessed overall that the conditions that served as the basis have sufficiently improved such that they can return to Haiti safely. This is VOA News. The United States will redesignate North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. It's a move meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. At the White House on Monday, President Trump said the decision should have been made years ago. He called the Pyongyang government a murderous regime. Kenya's Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday that Uhuru Kenyatta won last month's presidential election, striking down arguments that the law was not followed in conducting the repeat poll. For VOA, correspondent Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Chief Justice David Maraga announced the decision following 3 days of hearings.
The presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld, as is the election of the third respondent.
The head of the court dismissed the two petitions filed by a former lawmaker and two human rights defenders. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election. Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of the initial vote. But the Supreme Court ruled the result was invalid because of irregularities. After the ruling, some Kenyatta supporters took to the streets to celebrate the verdict. Protests and clashes broke out in pro-Odinga neighborhoods of Nairobi after the verdict. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Argentina's Navy says a multinational team is now working in the South Atlantic Ocean, trying to find a submarine missing since last week. Officials from Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, Peru, Britain, and the United States have joined the search. There are 44 crew members on board the submarine. A naval spokesman said Monday the search effort has been tripled with ships and aircraft from those seven countries. The Marine reported a mechanical breakdown in its final communication. And Russia's state-controlled TASS news agency is quoting the U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman as saying on Monday that U.S. visa consultations could soon resume in three Russian cities. Huntsman said the visa interviews in the near future may be resumed at consulates in St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg in the Urals, and Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. All the consulates in Russia, along with the embassy in Moscow, resumed processing of non-immigrant visas that did not require interviews on September 1st. That group included children up to age 13, people 80 and older, and those whose visas had expired within the past year. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.